All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am your co-host, Mark Komar.
And I'm Josh Starnes.
And today we're going to talk about shut up and listen, ladies and gentlemen, on all the verticals. If you are a hiring manager and you are working with a staffing firm, you have to come sometimes in their quality. You have to shut up and listen sometimes and hear what they're saying, so therefore you can understand what they're bringing to you. If you're a staffing firm working with, you know, a hiring company, and you know, you need to shut up and listen and quit trying to sell them once you're with them and hear what their process is, what their company culture is like, get to understand and get to know them. If you are a candidate and you are, you know, trying to get placed, sometimes if you are new to a staffing firm, and again, you're with a quality one, and we've talked about a quality staffing firm on another episode, you have to shut up and listen sometimes to hear how they want you to go through the process to get you the best position possible and the best interview possible. And if you are the staffing firm working with a candidate, you still need to shut up and listen to them, because again, they're the talent. And sometimes we're not listening to what their specific skill sets are, so therefore we can place them in the proper position and not just fill a wreck. Okay. So what we're going to discuss today, Josh and I are going to talk about, how do you actually be quiet? I'm not going to keep being aggressive and say shut up. But how do you be quiet and really take a step back in all these different verticals and really get what you're looking for, which is getting to your North Star? So, Jay, I know you have a lot to say on this topic. I'm going to let you break down each one of these verticals. And ladies and gentlemen, he's not going to give you everything. Remember, we do have a firepower round. We're going to go a lot more in depth on these on, okay? But he's going to give you a nice overview so you can start to take this and work forward. Go ahead, Jay. You got it, bro.
You know, what's funny, Mark, is as you're talking, I'm listening and I'm going, Mark likes to use relationship analogies. And so when you say shut up and listen, all I'm thinking about is my girlfriend telling me, why don't you listen? Shut up and listen. And then before this, we were laughing because Mark didn't know this, but remember the Linda, listen, it just plays over and over in my head and it makes me laugh. So it's a fun topic because it can relate to a lot of different things, but we're going to relate it to what we talk about, which is the staffing industry. And so from a staffing agency's perspective, this is where I'm going to start. I'm going to start from me, myself. Yes, sir. I'm talking to a hiring manager. Now, we're salespeople at heart, most of us.
Right.
We talk too much. It's just what we do. And let's be real. When we're really uncomfortable, meaning we're trying to get the sale, we're trying to overcome objections, we're trying to just get them to say yes, we tend to talk too much. We over talk it. Do you feel the same way, Mark?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's like, you know, again, my relationship analogy, when she's so pretty, you start over talking to try to get her to buy into who you are. It's like, just be quiet. You already got her interest. Just be quiet and not listen to what she has to say. But go ahead.
So it's the same thing with this, right? It's you just need to listen. So you're an agency. You've got a call set up. Congratulations, because that's the hardest part.
It is.
Get in the call. Now, don't butcher it by over talking and not leaving the call, getting an understanding of what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So the ways that you can do this is you can prepare for the meeting before. You should know things about the company. You should know that you didn't set a meeting just on a cold meeting on this sense. This is a meeting that's set to talk about something specific, an open role, a potential opportunity coming down the pipeline, something. Don't over talk it. You need to ask simple questions, then you just let them talk and you listen.
And Jay, real quick, before you go further, the key part that you said, the preparation beforehand, because in this particular case, if you reason why you overtalk is because you're not prepared, right? You don't know the company. You didn't do the research on how many employees they have, what the culture looks like, and what positions they're looking for. You didn't do the proper. So you start to overtalk, hoping that you can overtalk and fill the potholes that you didn't do the proper work on, right?
Yeah, like for instance, you go into the meeting and you go, oh, tell me a little bit about what you do. You should already know what they do. You should already know what the company does, you know? So you're losing credibility at that point. When you open a conversation, here's how I open my conversations. Hey, thank you, Mark, so much for taking the time to chat with me today. I just wanted to make sure that you still are good. We've got 30 minutes scheduled. Are you still good with this time?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Well, with that, I'd like to cover a couple of things. Now, I'm going to have some questions for you. You're going to have some questions for me. We're going to save those to the end, but we're going to get it all hammered out. Sound good to you?
That's perfect. I like it. Let's go.
Perfect. So I'm setting expectations. I'm setting realistic expectations of how this call is going to go, because let's be real, we got 30 minutes and sometimes they've got a hard stop at 29 and a half.
That's right.
You need to get a lot of information. So shut up and listen. Have your questions ready. Be prepared. Take 15, 20, 30 minutes before the call to have an understanding of what your agenda is. Any good staffing agency I've ever worked for in my entire life already has a sheet of paper that has these set questions for you. And there's about 15, 20, 25 good questions, which we can go over in our Higher Power episode. We can talk about what those questions look like and why they're important to you and help you to establish your set of questions based on what you're trying to look for. But let's look at the basics. You know, you need to find out what timelines are. There's so many different things you need to find out, but you need to control the process. I've said this in other timelines where it's okay to set next meetings. You need to control as much of the process as you can. So with this call, you need to have it bullet pointed of how you're going to control, but you need to give them a lot of time to talk. Sometimes they'll give you way more information than you expected, which will lead to a lot more opportunities. And if you're listening, you're learning, you're getting an understanding. People buy, and I've said this before and you've heard it before, but people buy from people they like, trust, and know. Right now, your first initial call, if this is your initial call, your first call, they don't know you. They don't trust you. They don't even like you. They might like the shirt you're wearing. I think Mark looks great in his, his plaid shirt. So you have that at least. But at the end of the day, when you get off that call, you need to have a good understanding of what you're doing. So if you really want to learn more from that aspect, you need to tune into our Higher Power so that I can really go into depth about what those questions look like. And maybe we can even do a role play where I can shut up and listen and Mark can kind of give me a bigger overview. I think it's fun, right? So now if you're looking at it from the manager's perspective, now a manager, I'm going to say this, just because you've worked with 10 agencies doesn't mean you've worked with agencies. Not everybody does it the same way. Nobody does really. Some are cookie cutter. Some are, I worked at this other agency, so I did it this way. Well, every agency should have a defined process of their own. We do. We definitely do. And that's our process is proven again and again and again and again to work. That's why it's our process. Right. So when we're speaking and we're teaching you, there's going to be a time, especially in the initial calls, where we have to teach you things. We have to give you the information that you need, such as trends. You know, we have to let you know what a candidate shelf life is. If you don't know what your candidate shelf life is, you're not doing what you need to do. But the managers need to know things too. So they need to listen. They need to be able to sit back and truly listen at how this process is going to be successful. So, I mean, Mark, how many times have you researched something? Let's just say anything in this world that you've really, really, really wanted. And you make a phone call, you go into a specific store and that individual is so busy talking that you can't ask your own questions. Now you don't know anything about it. They're talking themselves out of the sale and you're just like, get me out of here. I'll go buy it somewhere else. How often has this happened?
It happens a lot. It happens a lot because it's part of people's insecurity of their position, not necessarily knowing, their aspect of what they're trying to bring. Like we said, the staffing agent, it's a lot of them who are not quality because they're out there, right? There are good ones, but the ones who are not quality are not prepared. Like you said, you're in a telecommunications company and you walk in and say, so what do you guys do here? Like, I love that because that happens and that does happen. It's preparation is so vital. If you're prepared, even if on the hiring and managing side, a lot of times the hiring manager, especially if they're in HR or something like that, they're not necessarily in the particular org that they're trying to hire for. They don't know what the specificity of that rec it really is. They just got it from that particular department, but they don't really know. So it's important that we shut up and listen, but we also are willing to be put our egos aside, if you will, in our positions to get clarity on what is it that this company, this staffing firm can bring to me? How do they operate? How do they function at their best in order to get me what I need? And then as a staffing firm, how can I help this manager, really position themselves well with the candidates they're looking for. I have to listen to them in order to know where their gaps are, so therefore I can fill those gaps. But if you're over here trying to sell, like Josh is saying, you're not allowing yourself to really be what you're supposed to be, which is a help to the individual and not necessarily a hindrance. Because if you're not listening, you're going to be a hindrance to the process. Both of you will be. And that's why we have the issues that we have on both sides of the fence, where it's taking forever to get the position filled. Nobody's having communication. Everybody you're bringing to that particular rec is not qualified enough, because you didn't know they needed a senior level. You thought it was mid, because you didn't pay attention, right? So,
define the process, and now what you thought was 2 weeks is now 2 months, and you're scratching your head like, what the heck? Where did this go wrong?
Right,
didn't listen.
Yep.
There's so much of this that just makes me shake my head. Here's what's funny. And this is kind of where this topic came up is early in my career, you know, you'd have your sheet, right? I'd go into a call. My manager would say, okay, who are you talking to? So I at least knew who I was talking to. This, you know, I have my sheet. I'm ready to go. I've got my questions. They're sitting in front of me. I get in there. You know, you look good. You make sure everything's great.
Everything's right.
You log in a few minutes early to make sure you're good. And you wait. Then you see him hop on. You're like, all right, it's go time. You get off that call and you're excited. Oh my God, I answered, you know, 8 out of 10 questions. I'm good. You go to your boss and you say, look, this is what's going to, he asks you what first time he asked you the question, you didn't ask. So did you ask this? Oh,
no.
Did you learn this? No,
no,
but I did learn. No. So we didn't listen. It's funny how the process works. So there are so many facets to this, you know, and it doesn't matter where you're at. If you're the candidate, you know, working with a recruiter, you need to listen to what the recruiter has to say in the process. If you're a recruiter, you need to listen to the candidate. The candidate says, I don't want to do this. Don't put them in a job interview that expects them to do that. I don't know why I've seen that 5 million times. Oh, they want me to code and I don't know how to code, nor do I like coding. Why did you put me in an interview where I'm coding? It just turned into a mess. Now everybody looks bad. I think if you just slow down, shut up and listen, it will help with so much of this process. And again, we can do a deeper dive. We're going to. You just got to, you know, grow our Firepower podcast. You got to listen to what we have to say. But we're going to go into it from a manager's perspective, what that looks like. From a staffing agency, what does that look like? From a candidate's perspective, questions to ask, how to go about it the right way. Now, if all ducks play in a row, everybody shut up and listened, we should know what we're doing and we've got a good process in place. Bam, we all win. But there are so many facets to all of it that could throw a wrench into it. I think we got to stop talking.
You're absolutely correct, bro. And I do want to address one point from a candidate's perspective working with a staffing firm. Josh brought up in another episode that we talked about making sure you listen as a candidate to the staffing firm, especially if they're asking you to do small, mundane homework things like, you know, maybe rewriting or revamping certain sections of your resume. I've had many times where I'll tell a candidate, yeah, this particular section needs to be redone, you know, because it doesn't highlight this particular skill set after we've got the phone and we've talked for an hour and a half about, you know, their position or, you know, what they've done in their past. And I need this by a certain time. If you're stuck in your thought process and you're not listening to what I have to say as a staffing, you know, representative for you, and you don't get that back to me on time, or you don't go do it, that's you're not listening because you're not taking the action steps I'm asking you to take, because I'm the one talking to the hiring manager. I know exactly what they're looking for and how they want to see it presented to them. And it's important that you're listening to that and you're taking the proper action. If you're saying, well, look, I've done it this way before. I presented this before and I've gotten interviews. That's great, but maybe you hadn't worked with me, or maybe you haven't worked with a team before that had this much connectivity or this closeness to be able to get you where you need to be. So you have to be able to shut your, and when we say shut up and listen, it's really quieting your own thoughts and your own noise in your head, right? About, I need to, if you're the candidate, I haven't worked in 5 months. I just need to get a job. I need to get a win. I've done this way before. It should work for me this way. Again, shutting up and listening means shut your own noise in your own head a lot of times. So therefore you can hear what this person's trying to say to help you go in the directions you want to get to. Okay. And I know sometimes it's uncomfortable to talk like that because it's like, you know, not to be esoteric or try to get too deep, but I think a lot of times we're in our own way a lot of times, you know, that's why we can't hear. That's why we can't listen to someone who's giving us a step-by-step playbook, you know, approach. And Josh, I'd love to get your thoughts on this, you know, because I know you just like me, you talk to people, hundreds of people daily, you work with hundreds of candidates. What do you think it is as to why they don't shut up and listen in their own, you know, from their own approach or from what you've experienced, I should say?
Lack of process. That's what I think. I think that there is so much there. What's the analogy? There's more than one way to skin a cat. I get it. I understand it.
Yes.
The problem is none of this is streamlined. Working with one agency to the next, it's different. True. Not everybody has a streamlined process of how they want to do things. But shut up and listen goes across the board, even from the salesperson to the recruiter. If the recruiter's, oh, I think I know everything. I know what an ETL person does. Yeah, but there might be something. You might need CPQ. You might need something that is not in a normal role. So if you didn't listen to what I had to say and you missed that one part, and then I present this candidate to a manager, and I missed that one part that we specifically talked about, it just doesn't work. So one thing you did say too, talking about a candidate, it's sometimes, I did it this way and it worked before, but you're sitting in front of me looking for a job. So did it really work? So
facts.
And here's where that comes from. For years and years and years, my biggest critique from my managers was I was not able or willing to take constructive criticism. They said I was extremely hard to talk to. When they would come and they would give me feedback, I was argumentative because I didn't want to listen to what they had to say. This happens across the board. So what I've learned to do is to listen. And guess what? I have learned so much more. Everybody has somebody to teach that's in this industry. I don't care if somebody's been here for 3 months. Their opinion, their approach, what they've seen, they could have good ideas.
Yeah.
For instance, Mark and I are into fitness. We're huge into fitness, okay? I still to this day watch YouTube daily, but there are people in the gym that are half my age. I've been doing it 20 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know it all. I don't know nothing. But I still see people in the gym that are half my age that have been doing it for 6 months, doing some pretty cool stuff. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty awesome.
Right.
You have to be open to new ways of doing things. And the only way that you get to that point is to shut up and listen. And I think that's kind of where people miss the ball. Processes don't get overlooked or not looked at. Candidates aren't getting placed in certain positions. There's time is money and they're not getting placed in a timely manner. Managers are upset because this didn't happen because they didn't listen to what the process looked like. We all have to play in the same sandbox. I can't have somebody on the slide, somebody on the swings, and another person, over by the fence flying a kite. Like, it doesn't work. Like, we got to come together. Let's all play in the same sandbox. I'm going to give you my bucket. I'm going to give you my shovel.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it, Mark. We're going to do it.
Right. We want to build this. I love that analogy. We want to build this castle. You're right. You can't be on the swings and we're trying to, put together the gate, the draw gate, come on, people. But, Josh, you bring a very good point, because the whole purpose for all of this is you want to get a job. Companies want their orgs to move to the North Star. They want to save on the bottom line, and in order to do this without wasting time, without wasting effort, like you said, we have to be able to listen to one another to be able to be in the same, sandbox. And it's just really getting frustrating, for everybody involved. And sometimes the common denominator might be you, So if you're not taking a moment to be still and hear if you're the candidate and you're working with a staffing firm who has put you in front of a hiring manager, it's best for you just to take in, even if you have, especially if you're in a senior position, VP position, because let me talk to you guys for a minute, because you all are our tough ones. It's like, look, I know what I'm worth. I've been making $250,000 a year. My bonus package has been amazing. I have investments and stocks over here. I know what I'm doing. I have this many certs and this much experience. I work with organizations. We brought in $20 million. Great. This is true. But like Josh said, right now, you're in a position right now to where you're looking for something else, right? We're all working together to get you into another position. Take a deep breath, step back. Let's be calm and let's open our ears and our minds so we can listen to one another and get to that ultimate, position we're trying to get to, which is you being back employed again with a career path that's going to work for you with the organization that wants to bring you in and you can work together. So it's a great, let me say this, guys. Again, I go back to, I said earlier, it seems like, Josh and I are being a little esoteric on certain thoughts, but it's real, because if you want to get into this new company or this new organization and you want to vibe with the company culture, it starts with how you enter, right? And how you start the process. And if the process, you're starting by lowering your pride, lowering your ego to listen, to get clarity on what it is you're looking for. You're asking from a pure place, not from a cocky, I know it this way because this is how we did it. I did it here. No, I'm asking because I want to know, because I want to be able to suit what you're looking for. I want to be able to fill that position the proper way. Once you do merge and it becomes analogous and you guys work together, right? Then at that point, there's harmony. At that point, the career can actually be what you want it to be, which is what we all want it to be, a long-term growth process for you, right, Josh? So
this, what we're talking about is not just, hey, how do we fill this position and just get someone hired? What Josh and I are talking about is shut up and listen, be still, so you can actually develop the career path that will allow you to sustain, you know, barring all the other things that we have that are out of our control, right? Economy, you know, going up and down, you know, company losing money, somebody stealing, all that stuff. Barring all those things we can't control, what we can control, step into the process of shutting up, be quiet, be still, listen, work together, play in the same sandbox so we all can win and move efficiently and effectively.
Yeah, man. Like you just said, the reason you may not be getting these positions is because you're not listening.
So true.
It could simple. You could be over-talking yourself out of a role very easily. Very simple. You just need to listen. And I am guilty of it myself. I spent years and years thinking I know it all. No, I don't. Mm-mm. And so, but if you listen, again, I really want you to tune into our next episode when we talk about, you know, our higher power. And the reason is because things that come to my mind, such as when you're working with a manager, why it's important to listen to what they have to say. Things you can miss if you don't. Crucial things you can miss that are going to separate yourself. Now, let's be real. If we're talking to a manager, we're getting a rec, we're getting it filled, it's money. It breaks down to lining your pockets with money. That's why we're doing this.
Right.
So if you're missing these key little tiny things because you're over talking it too much and you're not getting placements, you're not making money.
Nope.
If you're not making money, why are you doing this? We're all here to line our pockets and pay for expensive groceries and put gas in our vehicles and go play outside with our kids. We're doing this for a reason. So if your process is not allowing you to do that, you might just be talking too much. You might not understand. Guys, it's time. So join into our other podcast. Let's break it down a little bit more. Let's go into the four quadrants of shut up and listen, Linda, listen, and yes, teach you guys how to do this the right way and apply it to different aspects of your life. And you know what? I think you like this one.
I like it, Josh. Thanks for closing us out, brother. That's it. Tune into the higher power section to get more. Okay. We'll be on this next episode soon for you guys, and we'll have more for you.